I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
All right. It is Saturday, August 10th. It is 7:48 p.m. And I had a completely different question that I wanted to talk about, but I just felt like I had to talk about this. It was just too amazing to not be able to articulate it later. I was going to wait till later because I'm not on social media right now. But like I said, I was going to talk about something different, but hey, let's just get right into it. Why do you need community on the path that God's called you on? How important it is to surround yourself with people or one or person who understands what it is. You don't have time to continuously prove what God has put on your heart to do. That's not your job to prove it, and it's not your job to continuously explain it, you know, so it can be validated by somebody. The only validation you need is from the Lord. And why am I talking about this? I just got off of the most amazing workshop, which was called the Storyteller Workshop, created by Jasmine Morris. If you don't know who she is, please follow her at Jasmine J. Morris on Instagram. Check out her blog, nosweetername.com. I've been following Jasmine for a few years. I actually was a part of her first book mentorship program back in January. And we were able to talk one-on-one. Y'all, she's so genuine. She is literally the same person that you get from her Instagram. She's the same person when you talk to her one-on-one. And so when she announced this workshop, oh, I already knew. I didn't even care who was speaking on it, honestly. I already knew I was going to go. And so glad I did. It was 2.5 hours. It went by so quick. I know 2.5 hours sound really long to be on the computer listening to people speak. But y'all, when I tell y'all, they were dropping, I mean, fire on me from the moment it started to the moment it ended. I mean, even the questions that the other attendees had were fire, and it was just amazing. We had Alexandra Hoover on there, Lindsay Ayers, I believe. If I'm saying your name wrong, I'm so sorry. And Caitlin Rogers, Michelle Anna, and Jasmine Speak. And y'all, I already know that I got to go back and listen to the replay. They recorded it so all the attendees could get the replay. I didn't take as many notes, but I did take a few with each speaker. But I also wanted to just be present, just show up. And when I tell y'all, it was literally a God thing because I couldn't even ask a question with the Q&A. I didn't feel led to, but everything that I was feeling was answered in some shape or way with each speaker. And that's how I know that that's just God. That's just the Holy Spirit. That's not a coincidence, you know? And so getting back to community, I'm going to be real. I struggle with loneliness as a writer from 2014 to probably 2018, because every time that I would say, you know, oh, I'm a writer, you know, they'll tell you, be bold and say you're a writer. And every time I would say I was a writer or I have a blog or whatever it is, in the beginning, I wouldn't say nothing. In the beginning, I wouldn't say anything. But when I started, like 2017, when I started to say like, oh, I have a blog and, you know, things like that, I would get the either confused look, I would either get looks, stares, like I have two noses and three eyes, or, you know, or I would literally have people go, oh, okay, and just switch the subject. Completely switch the subject. Like, completely disregard everything I just said. And then you have those very few people who will ask you certain questions and things like that. And that's very rare and completely unexpected. So I just went through basically 4 years of feeling lonely on this journey and feeling like, how can I do this? Even though I know God called me to do this, but how can I do this when nobody understands what I'm trying to do? No one gets it. I might as well just quit. There have been plenty of times where I tried to walk away and try to do other things because that's what everyone else was doing. And I know I could easily find community that way if I sell t-shirts or if I sell, you know, programs or things like that. And that's not to say that God won't lead me to doing those things in the future at one point, but that's not what he wanted me to do. In 2016, God told me that my healing was in my writing. And at that time, I didn't really know that was him. I didn't know that I was a baby in the whole, like, I heard God say and all that. I didn't really understood that when people said that. So when that was revealed to me, I wrote it down, but I was just like, God, is that you? You know, like, is that you? Is that you telling me this? And so I went through this whole, process of going away from the very thing that God just wanted me to do in the first place, and that was to heal. I was trying to do what everyone else was doing and getting frustrated in the process because it wasn't working out the way it was working out for other people. And I didn't understand that. So, you know, we get to now, present day, or really last year, 2018, when things just I kept hitting these brick walls and things that I was trying to do and I knew God wanted me to do, but I couldn't understand why it wasn't going through. And God reminded me again. He was like, what did I tell you in 2016? You're trying to write for profit. You're trying to write for exposure. You're trying to write for engagement. You're trying to write for shares. You're trying to write for comments and all this stuff. But what did I tell you to do? And I was like, whoa. But I still try to press through it. I didn't understand that I needed to stop and go deeper into him first and then allow it to flow out. So God made me do it. It got to the point where I would open up and try to blog and I couldn't do it. I would open up and I would try to type something on Instagram and I couldn't do it. In 2018 was really I started to take these long breaks from Instagram, from posting. And I would feel bad in the beginning, but in the middle, I guess, of 2018, things like that. And then we found out we were moving to Germany and stuff like that. You know, I had, you know, summer 2018, I was trying to launch. I forgot what it was I was trying to launch. And I was trying to like do this project or whatever. And that's when we found out we were moving and stuff. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to stop and wait till I get to Germany and figure this thing out. And God just, I've been praying and all of that. And I really feel like God was just like, you're going to have to put it down. You're going to have to stop. And you're going to really have to press deeper into me. And we're going to do this together, like you say that we are. You're going to have to come to me first. And you're going to have to wait. And so I shut the blog down. I blogged twice in 2018, but that was at the end of 2018. And I don't even really know if God told me to write those particular blog posts. I'm not really sure. I did it because I feel like I just had to do it because I'm a guy that blogged all year. I have to write something. I was too afraid to walk away from it, I guess. And I was too afraid that, oh, it's idle. I need to you know, I need to get it out and all that. And so end of 2018, I was just like, fine, I'm done. I don't have nothing. It's almost like I didn't have nothing to pour out. Nothing to post or nothing to really write on Instagram too much. And it was just, everything just started to become forced. It felt forced and I didn't feel peace about it. And so when it got to that point, I just realized that it's time for me to really take on what he told me for real this time. Because in the midst of all of this going on in 2018, I'm still having flashbacks from things that happened years ago that I still haven't dealt with, that was still hurting me, that was still clouding my brain all the time. And if I know that God called me to be a writer, how am I going to write effectively if I'm still dealing with things I've still not healed from or even become the process of healing? And so anyway, we're here now. It's 2018. You know, I just stopped caring. I stopped posting. I posted the beginning of 2019 because God told me to. And I didn't post it. I posted another time in February, and I haven't posted again until I think July. Was it July, I think? That was my first time posting all year. And it felt amazing. It felt amazing. And I didn't understand back then. I was so worried about engagement, the algorithm, and all these things. If you don't know what I'm talking about, then it's okay. But those of you who know, I was so worried about, you know, lack of engagement. Oh, you need comments. Oh, this, how many times you got to post a day, blah, blah, blah. Like all this stuff that your aesthetic got to look like this. And, you know, all these things that's just not necessary to heal. It means so much to have the support from listeners all over the world. If you want to send a voice message or words of encouragement, click the link in the episode notes to find out how to do that. Now let's get into today's question. That leads me to today. This workshop was amazing. Like I said before, it was 2.5 hours. I don't think it was meant to be 2.5 hours, but it just lasted that long, and it was amazing. The time went by so fast. It still felt like it wasn't enough, but it was at the same time. The amazing speakers that spoke, each person just, like I said before, answered something that I needed. And they answered something that I needed, that I didn't know how to articulate, that I needed at the time. And I just want to talk about just a couple of takeaways and just tie in like this, just my journey as in my feelings of being a writer and why community is just so, so, so important. And even if it's not like, you know, the physical community, because all of this was online. And the biggest takeaways from it, I didn't say the biggest takeaways, but some of the just things that stuck out to me. I wrote quite a bit, but I'm not going to read everything I wrote. Writing is worship and warfare. You know, writing is healing. We do it for him, not for us. You don't have to prove it when you live it. Ooh, come on now. Like, it's just stuff like that. Like, just these affirmations. Each speaker made all of us just say these affirmations about our writing. People just don't understand that it can take hours to produce one blog post, sometimes days, depending on what it is. And that's not even including the years of struggle on that one particular subject that you went through in order to heal, in order to get it through words. You know, you got to think about the actual living proof of it. And then that takes you through, you know, seeking God and God putting this on your heart to write. And then you got to go through that process. And even though every process is different for a writer, people just don't understand how much worship and how much warfare it does take to get, well, how much warfare it takes to get it out. And when those words are out, just how much worship that truly is. I feel like I am one of the truest, I think one of the truest forms of who I am is through my words. You know, sometimes when I can't say it, I can write it. And sometimes when I can't write it, I can say it. You know, it just depends. And I don't know, you guys. It's just so beautiful that this community that was formed today. Jasmine Morris has something beautiful. She has something very, very impactful, you know, inside of her, that allows her to cultivate this community that I didn't really know I needed, but I did. And I'm so happy that I made the decision to attend and that I stuck around and I was in the moment. I was alert. So many moments when I wanted to cry because they were speaking right to me. Many moments, you know, I wanted to throw my phone because it was so good. So many firebombs would just drop. So much, not just empowerment, but like this catapult of motivation. It's not just, it wasn't fluff. It was this fire that, you know, was just the Holy Spirit speaking to all of us in many different ways in the right moment at the right time, right when I bet most of us were ready to give up, right when most of us were so insecure or comparing ourselves or jealous. It was just at the right time. And community is so important on the path of where you're going. And I don't care. You don't even have to be a writer. You can be an artist. You can be a singer. You can be an actress. You can be a baker. You can be an accountant. A community of at least one person or more that can understand what you're dealing with and how you, and that can help you stay on that path. Because everyone is called to something. Some of you are called to be an accountant. Some of you are called to be teachers. Some of you are called to be coaches. You know, I think a lot of times when we hear called, we think of the stage and things like that. Some of you are called and you will never hit the big stage, but that's okay because you're going to win some souls for Jesus and you're going to change some people's lives by baking cupcakes. And it sounds crazy, but sometimes God used the craziest things, the things that don't even seem like much, like baking cupcakes. Okay, woo, wow. But to some people, that's how it is. Oh, woo, wow, it's just cupcakes. No, no, no. That's transformation. That's not just cupcakes. That's transformation. If you think about it, it really is, because you got flour, you have the sugar, you have the icing, you know, you have the vanilla extract, you have the fruit or whatever it is that you put in there, all that gets transformed into this beautiful masterpiece. And that's what Souls for Jesus does. He takes the just the small parts of us, sometimes the ugly things, the things that may not look good, the things that may not taste good by themselves, and he puts this all into this bowl, and he just, stay with me a little bit, and now it's just going to be a little crazy, but he mixes all these ugly parts, or all these, even if they're not ugly, all these just little parts of us that don't even seem like a big thing, things that people disregard, like, oh, you're this, oh, you're that, you're never going to do this because of this, and all this stuff. He takes all of that, he puts it in this bowl, and he mixes it up, and he puts it in the oven, and we come out transformed into this beautiful, delectable treat that is his daughter, you know, or his son. And we was once flour, you know, we was once this, we were once these little bitty pieces. And it's like, now he takes all of that and he puts it all together. He uses everything. That analogy probably didn't make any sense, but he uses, what I'm trying to get at, the point I'm trying to get at is he uses everything. He uses everything. And it's beautiful. You know what I mean? He will take everything. He will take every little experience, every little heartache, every joy, every tear, and he will use it for his glory if you let him. And I think that's where I'm getting at. I think that's the point. I think, unless God wants me to say something else, I think that's the point. He will use everything for his glory. And don't you ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. This workshop was amazing. Community is so important. Why? You need to be reminded. I was reminded today that, you know what? My writing heals. You know, I was reminded today that I am a storyteller and my words matter. I was reminded today that my words can be healing bombs for other people. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. I was reminded today to just write. Just write. Just write. I was reminded today that I don't do it for them. I do it for him. I do it for God. At the end of the day, I do it for God. I may never write another public word for the rest of my life, but I do it for him. In my quiet, in my moments where I feel like I can't go on, I just write in my phone. Even if it's just one word, even if it's just a scripture, even if it's just a prayer, even if it's just making a prayer list of people, whatever it is, I do it for him. I have over 1,000 notes in my phone, 1,058 to be exact, full of just different things. And one thing that I found today was an old note back in fall. It was November 2014. And it was when my husband and I were, 2013, excuse me. So almost 6 years ago. And my husband and I had been together for almost 2 months at that time. And I guess we were writing our dreams together through text. And I had copied and pasted and saved it. And I saw that today. And y'all, some of the things that I wrote on there had something to do with writing. And keep in mind, I had no blog at that time. No diary. No warrior diary. I was in school for social work at that time. But those dreams never faded away. Those dreams never left me. And now I'm writing. I have no book. I have no viral posts. I have no huge traffic to my blog or Instagram like that. I don't have a whole bunch of followers, you know. But I've been writing my heart for 7 years. I've been writing since 2012. My heart. I've been doing empowerment writing since 2014. Most of that is not even public. The dream never leaves you. So whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is on your heart, it will never leave you. If God put that in your heart, it will never leave you. I think God wanted me to see that dream that I wrote down, that I was in school for something totally different in 2013. Totally different. Didn't even know how to get those dreams accomplished. I thought that was going to be, I mean, it is. It was something in the future, and that future is now. Your future is now. Those dreams you keep putting off, those dreams think that you have to be at a certain level. Those dreams start now. I know this is geared to just writing because that's my dream and that's my gift. And that is what God's been put on my heart ever since I was a little girl. You know, I've been writing I started writing when I was a little girl. And then, you know, it just never left me. Even when I had stopped writing for years, I went back to the thing that has always been with me. Go back to the thing that's always been with you. You're not too old. You're not too young. you haven't missed out. You can do it. You can do it. If he tells you to stop, you stop. He tells you to go, you go. He knows the right time for it all. Don't try to force something that isn't there. You push into him and you allow him to strengthen you. You allow him to change you. You allow him to heal you. So what? Forget what they think. It only matters what he thinks. That's it. That's the only validation that you need. If you don't get nothing else, that's the only validation that you need. Forget the culture. Forget what mama said. Forget what daddy said. Forget what your homegirl said. It only matters what the Lord says. And that's it. If you pray for community, he will send it to you. I am a living witness. Those women on that call, I've never met in person, ever. I've never met them in person. But I pray years ago. I don't know exactly when, but I know probably 5 years ago, at least, probably more. I don't know. But I prayed for community. And because I thought it had to be in the physical form, I was getting discouraged. And I was like, why? I can't. I don't have anybody. No one understands. Everyone looks at me like I'm crazy. It got to the point where I even stopped talking about my writing because I got tired of those questions, if you know what I mean. You know, well, how you gonna do that? Or I don't know, you know. But when I tell you God was seeing you people, better take them. If they're online, you better take them. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It is the most beautiful thing in the world to see a community of women of all shades, all colors, walks of life with one common thing, and that's to bring glory to him in all different ways using words. It was beautiful today. And I guess I've been talking for a while, but to leave with that, I just want to say, keep going, keep pushing. I don't really have a reflection question for you. I hope and pray that what I said will be enough to make you think, you know, to be enough to push you a little bit. I feel like I was all over the place, but I'm going to edit this when I'm done and I'm going to put it out anyway, because I believe that as I learn about myself as a writer and as a woman of God, that, and I share my experiences, whether people listen or not, you know, at least when I come back 5 years from now, or 10, 20, Lord willing, years from now, and I come back to this episode, I'll be able to hear where I'm at. And I'll be able to see how far he brought me from, even from this moment. So I'm going to leave Jasmine's Morris's Instagram so in the episode notes, so you can connect with her. And I dedicate this episode to her. I dedicate Jasmine, if you're listening, I love you, girl. You keep going. Oh, I'm trying not to cry saying this. You are changing lives. I know that what you're thinking, or what you may be thinking at times, what the heck, you know, how is this happening? Girl, the favor of God is on your life. You keep seeking him like I know you do. There's more. That's all I have to say for you, girl. There's more. So she's my dedication for today. Love you, Jasmine, and I love you all for listening. Thank you for rocking with me for so far. There's more. I will definitely talk more about my writing journey and try to be a little bit more tailored you know, to give people a more rounded understanding of where I came from and my journey as a writing. Today was just kind of all over because the workshop just wrecked me and I was just, community and, you know, just getting that pushback, getting that fight back mentality, like, who has work to be done? So just remember that it's work to be done. You stay in your lane. You do it with excellence. You seek him first. He got you. All right. Until next time. It is time for Well and See. What is Well and See? It is what am I learning and creating? Let's get into this reflection section. I am learning a little bit of German. I'm definitely not even close to being fluent or even saying a whole bunch of sentences at one time. German's a very complex language, I would say, to learn. It's definitely, it's an interesting language, I'm not gonna lie to you. And sometimes, even this is from people who live in Germany and all that who say this too. So it's not just me thinking this, but it's definitely interesting. It's definitely something to, it's definitely my hurdle to get over. And if I'm just trying to be a little bit more dedicated into embracing the culture as much as I can while I'm here. And even though I may not speak it at all while I'm here, I think it's just good to just try. So I can say thank you. What's this? Danke. I think I said it right. Danke. That is thank you. And I can say I am a woman, which is Ich bin eine Frau. I think that's how I say it. My accent may be a little off, but I mean, close enough, right? And if I want to say you are a man or you are a woman, I'll say that. I think it's du bist eine Frau. I think that's you are a woman. Ich bin Camilla. I am Camilla. So I got a little some. I could say water, Wasser. Wasser is water. So yeah, I think that's about it. I'm not going to even attempt to say anything else because I'm still taking lessons. So I'm not going to even try to do that to myself. But yeah, I'm just taking some lessons online for free. And yeah, looking forward to expanding my German palette, you know. So I am creating peace. I'm not creating peace because God is peace, but I'm more so like creating time to receive that peace. I think with me, sometimes I feel like I have to do things like everyone else. And like, I just have to wake up out of bed and just hit the ground running with my day. And that's just not natural for me. And I really need to ease into my day. That's just how I mentally just, can respond to my day and stuff, just easing into it. So I'm working on creating time to just sit and allow God's peace to overtake me, that you're good, you're okay. This is not a race. Don't let your list take you down. You are in control of the list. So you sit here and you seek God for however long you need to, or just sit here and talk to him, whatever it is, play some music, some worship music, whatever it is, and just allow God to overwhelm you with his peace. And then you get up and then you get on with what you need to do, or just learning when to stop. I think sometimes it's just hard, especially as women, because we take on so much and so many different roles. It's just learning how to stop. I need a minute, especially you, everyone is different. So for me, I can feel it. I can feel it when I'm just like, oh my God, this is too much. So just learning when to just sit, pause. I don't care if I'm writing, recording, whatever, cooking, just learning to just sit for a minute or pause for a second, take a deep breath, call on his name, call Jesus, and or just sit there or just stand there for a few seconds or even a few minutes if you have it, and just allow God to put the piece on you. Just allow him to put that piece on you, and then you move on. So that's what I'm creating. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to my Warrior Diary. It means so much to me. I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Guys, I know, I'm sorry, but it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. That's CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood.